Just then, as if to take my side in the argument, a bubbling began astern of the strange submersible, whose drive mechanism was obviously a propeller, and the boat started to move. We barely had time to hang on to its topside, which emerged about 80 centimeters above water. Fortunately, its speed was not excessive. "As long as it navigates horizontally," Ned Land muttered, "I've no complaints. But if it gets the urge to dive, I wouldn't give $2 for my hide." The Canadian might have quoted a much lower price, so it was imperative to make contact with whatever beings were confined inside the plating of this machine. I searched its surface for an opening or a hatch, a manhole, to use the official term, but the lines of rivets had been firmly driven into the sheet-iron joins and were straight and uniform.